Okay, good. Okay, so short idea then on the parsha. So, Perek Zion, Pasuk Yud Bet, we get the discussion of a unique type of karban shlamim, which is specifically the karban todah, imal todah, yakrivenu v'ikriv al zevach todah, halot, etc. If you bring the tamid, so then you have all these unique karbanot that you bring. Now, Chazal derive from the karban todah that arba tzrichim lehodot, there are four types of people who are obligated to thank God. And the way we thank God, if we don't have a karban todah, is with a bracha. Which bracha? Very good. Berachat Hagomel, as the Gemara presents on Brachot Nun Dalet Amud Bet. And the four cases that Chazal lay out for which one has to thank God, either with the Karban Todah or with Gomel, is a sea voyage, crossing the desert, after recovering from an illness, or emerging from prison. Someone asked me earlier today whether I thought you should say Hagomel when we get out of quarantine, because we've all been in prison, right? He's like, not because of the illness part, because none of us have been, well, I mean, if you've been sick, maybe you should say Hagomel for that. That's fine. But those of us who are just quarantined, is that prison? I said, I don't think so, right? I mean, if you look at the Gemara, it seems to be the danger of prison rather than the discomfort of being sort of imprisoned, I guess. Not that this is prison. This is sort of how people lived for thousands of years or something like that. I don't know. It's like Little House on the Prairie, right? The little middle of the winter, people in the Midwest 300 years ago. They didn't see people for weeks or months on end. So Nechama Leibovich points out something from Rav Yoshia Pinto, who is the Riff, not the Riff, Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi, you know, in the back of the Gemara, the Halachist, but the Perish on the Ein Yaakov. There is also a Riff, the Perish on the Ein Yaakov, the Agadic work, if you ever get, you know, make it there. And he notes a very slight little linguistic nuance that is worth paying attention to. The Gemara does not say, and nor does Rashi when he cites it, that arba chayavim lahodot, that there are four who are obligated to thank God. Instead, it says arba tzrichim lahodot, four need to thank God. And the riff, this riff, notes this. Hello, Ezra. You want to sit with me while I talk about Parsha? Okay. Say hello. Whoa. Here, let's get you on the screen. You can say hello. There you go. So the riff, I'll read you Nechama Leibovich's summary, writes, it is noteworthy that neither the Gemara nor Rashi employ the standard halachic term chayav, bound, but shrichim, need to. Rabbi Yoshia ben Yosef Pinto offers the following explanation. It is no mere Torah obligation. Rather, those delivered must feel an inner urge to thank the Lord for his gracious love. Right? And he offers this very interesting comment, which is, you know, sometimes you miss the point if you reduce it to formal obligation, right? If you say, look, God saved my life, I was sick, now I'm saved. Oh, I have a checklist of things I need to do. And one of them is I need to thank God. You know, it's like, I don't know, does anyone ever watch Big Bang Theory? No. Okay. Yes, no? No. Too bad. Anyways, you're lost. But anyways, there's a character there, Sheldon, right, who he doesn't really understand friendship. So, like, he looks it up online of what social conventions are. And he'll be like, well, social convention, I believe, dictates that I'm supposed to say thank you right now. Right? Even though he's saying the words and even though he understands that's what he should be doing, that's not what you want with a thank you. Right? Real thanks is when someone feels compelled to do it. And therefore, the Gemara isn't, yes, you're obligated to do it, but the Gemara isn't saying that you're obligated because, like, you're chayav. It's saying You should feel like you should thank God. You should feel an inner compulsion to thank God. And when you feel that, you need to find a way of expressing that. And there's something wrong with you religiously if you don't feel that. And therefore, that's what the riff on the Ein Yaakov suggests is behind this this interesting language of tzrichim rather than chayavim. Now, I would just note that it's interesting then to know that what exactly does hoda'ah mean? So it could mean gratitude, but at others point out sometimes hoda'ah means might mean to submit. And therefore, right, it could be that this goes farther. It's not just that we're supposed to feel like we need to thank God, but maybe when we realize that God is there for us, we should feel compelled to follow his lifestyle that he set out for us. That's part of it, right? There's a recognition that he cares about us, and therefore, probably what we did, well, what he commanded us to do is the right thing to do, is in our best interest. And the Ketav HaKabbalah, again, I'll read the translation provided in the English, Nechama Leibovich, and he notes that according to Shadal, to Lazato, the expression hoda'ah in rabbinic parlance contains also an element of submission, as in the biblical use of the term. The root of hoda'ah is yado, cognate with yad. In Hebrew, to give hand to means submit to means submission. And therefore he said the submissive element in thanks signifies the acceptance and recognition of the master's authority, though not out of fear or expectation. The thanksgiving offering signifies submission to God's will, etc. While God does not desire burnt offerings and sacrifice, which are offered up, which are offered up as gifts, essentially, he desires the todah. And then he goes on to explain, meaning, and this is drawing other psukim, is that as the Nevi'im often point out, God doesn't really want karbanot. Karbanot are supposed to get us in a mindset, but really what he wants is us to listen to him. So I think if you combine these two words, you get an interesting idea, is that one, God doesn't want you to feel obligated to thank him. He wants you to feel gratitude. But then the second thing is he wants you to recognize that gratitude is not fundamentally about the carbon. It's not just, here, I gave you a present and now we're even. That's supposed to put you in a mode of gratitude which makes you want to and feel like the right thing is to be in a relationship with God and listen to his mitzvah. Okay, those are some thoughts on the parsha.